Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's 902-1ONG with Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling.
Okay, we are here today for another episode of 902-1ONG, and we are in person.
In person.
We are in studio.
We're minus Sissany.
That is true.
But it's the two of us. We're in person, and we are at iHeartRadio.
We're here.
We've made it. I keep looking up. I'm obsessed. We look really good.
Can you see us?
Hi.
Look.
Oh, wait. Don't.
We jiggled our arms and it scared us both.
Unison. Okay. Woo.
Listen.
We could take over the radio.
I feel like that's a possibility. But
yeah,
I just feel like we should talk about how hard we hustle.
How hard? Yeah.
Like just, and I mean, all women hustle hard.
They do.
Every day. Holy crikey, people, getting all the things you have to get done in a day, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how I do it. I don't know how women do it that are multitasking between jobs, careers, kids, husbands, moms, dads.
That's a whole job in itself, the husband. But like literally, yeah, I feel like more is added to our plates daily as women. And it's good. We wanted to work and say we could do it all and be moms, and yet at the end of the day it's like, wow, that was a lot.
Yeah, I don't need to say I can do it all, but I want to make a living for my family, and yeah, I want to feel like I'm contributing to my society and mm-hmm. like being a person that is, you know, shows up for all the people I need to show up for. But when I look at my daily calendar, do you use like your calendar on your phone?
Have you met me?
You don't use it.
I'm starting to, because we have so many things now that that's good, yeah, that I'm starting to have to use it. But you know me, it's all in my head. You're a writer downer.
I'm a writer downer. If it's not written down, you guys, I don't know what's happening. I have a calendar on my phone for mm-hmm. my family, one for each child individually.
Different colors, you do. I've uh-huh. seen it.
One for work, one for, I have one for just my marriage, like things that we're going to do together, like keep it on the calendar or else I don't know what's happening.
That's a good thing.
I have a calendar for us. Like,
I know.
And it's,
but also
so
we
hard.
Live in LA. Like LA is just getting nutso now. Like you have to have 50 million jobs to even sustain here in LA.
I mean, that's scary.
Everyone's moving out of LA. Should we move?
Yes.
Where should we move to?
Get the moving truck. I'll help you load it.
Are you coming too or just me?
Yeah, I'm not going to help you load your moving truck. Actually, I just rethought that and I'm not. That you're going to have to find another friend for that.
Mm-hmm. Where would we go?
Where would we go? Oh my God. Anywhere.
All our kids, all our animals.
To a some sort of farm, a big ranch where we don't have to wear a bra or makeup and we can just like be free.
I like wearing a bra.
All right, you can wear your bra.
We love our third love bras. So.
That's true.
Just those, though. No other bras allowed.
No.
But yeah, a big farm somewhere. But like a beautiful house. A functioning, like, I want like high quality. I want like a hotel on a farm.
But with two houses, yours and mine, like not in the same house.
So if we were on the same property, though, fine, two houses separated. Yes. What would our she shed look like? Because we would share one?
Yeah, we would have to have like a joint, like a community situation.
A community. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But just us. One for just us.
Just you and I.
No kids, no men, just us.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Like a little area, loungy area, somewhere we can go decompress. And your side would be super neat and my side would be super messy. And we accept each other.
Can there be a waiter or like a bartender, some sort of service?
Like
aspect?
A J&T cabana boy.
Yeah. Just any boy, girl, she, her, them. I don't care what it is. Someone that helps us out and brings us things. I need one of those.
A cute boy would be nice, though. I wouldn't mind a cute boy. I'm just saying. Just look at him.
Listen, people, it's nearly a miracle that we're both here on time and doing this podcast. But you know what? We do it because we love it.
We have do
so much
love
fun
it.
Doing it.
I look forward to this every single week. I know you do too. And it's really fun in person. This is so good in person.
Thank you for having us in studio today, iHeart. We like it. So what do we do? It's weird without Sissany.
I know. Can we talk about how she's in Hawaii?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
I want to go to Hawaii.
I know. It's really not fair that she's in Hawaii and we're not.
Well, it is fair because she's about to have a baby and it's going to be a lot. Going from 2 to 3, it's not easy.
Is this like her up all night. Baby moon or whatever they call it? Like,
oh, yes.
Like a trip before you have a kid?
Yeah, do you ever have those?
Is it a baby moon if you already have one and this is your second child and you take a trip?
Oh.
Or is that just you getting out of town so you don't have to?
I think you can still need a little break. Like, do you still get a push gift if you have a C-section or if it's after your first one? Like,
I never got a push gift.
You never got a push from your ex? I mean, gift?
I got a lot of gifts. I don't think I got, I mean.
Is that archaic? Did
flowers.
Does no one have that anymore? Call us and let us know. Oh, I forgot. We're not on air. We're not live in the studio on a radio show.
Email us. I don't know.
We're going to light up the board and take calls right now. This is so good.
Oh, do that. So yeah, we're here, as you can see, with no supervision, no Sissany to keep us on the rails. So it's getting a little crazy.
She's gonna be like, what happened?
My leadership skills are coming out. I'm feeling the need to crack the whip. We need to talk about the episode, people.
Go for it. Okay. Dive deep.
Let's talk about this week's episode, season 2, episode 9, Ashes to Ashes, aired on September 19th, 1991.
Synopsis, Brandon befriends a new family, the Ashes, which stirs up Beverly Hills when they move in near the Walshes. Meanwhile, Jim and Cindy try out a new state-of-the-art house alarm system, which is more of a nuisance than a help.
Directed by Charles Braverman. Written by Darren Star, Charles Rosen, Judy Ann Mason. So yeah, this episode was fraught with, unfortunately, something that we're still dealing with, that we've always dealt with as a society, this sort of systemic racism that's built into the fabric of America. And it's a pretty heavy topic, but the show really tried to do it in a light, fun way by bringing on this beautiful new family, the Ashes, into the neighborhood. They moved into Beverly Hills.
I love them.
Down the street from Brendan and Brenda.
Richard Roundtree, Robinson Ash Jr.
Such a great addition to the cast, really made it feel more well-rounded and like
definitely
just exciting. I loved it.
Because I think that was a big deal back then. I remember a lot of people would say on 90210, it's, you know, there's no diversity. Mm-hmm. A lot of that came up. And I think they wanted to address how that is something at the time that, you know, obviously we do still deal with that, unfortunately. But at the time in the 90s, you know, it was hardcore and people were very separated and it was nice. They were trying to bring everyone together and diversify the cast. And it's a bummer because I know I heard word that they were going to stay on the show, The Ashes. It was going to be the family down the street and they were going to be regulars. Vivica A. Fox started on that show.
Okay, Vivica was so great.
Is there an episode. A still?
Or it's
sure.
just Vivica Fox now.
I don't know. Make a note. We'll find out. But yeah, she was just like this just force of like energy and sass and confidence mm-hmm. and beauty and fat. Like she was everything. And I would have loved to continue seeing her on the show.
100%. She would have been a great addition. And I don't know where it went because I do remember my dad saying that they were bringing them on and they were going to be regulars. And then I don't know. On your list to text Darren.
No, all right. I got a long
poor Darren.
List.
He's going to get a really long text from you one
like,
day and be like,
be like, who the hell is this?
Imagine.
Oh, we're talking about Darren Star, of
yes.
course. Our creator.
We bow to him, but mm-hmm. we always say every week, like, oh, I wonder, well, we could just text Darren and ask him.
You'd say text him like I have his number. I don't even think I have his number. And P.S., he's in Paris. So.
You can slide, slip. Whatever you want to do into his DMs any day, I'm sure.
Okay. I don't really want to do that.
Slide. Or we could just book a one-way ticket to Paris.
I like that idea.
And
one way.
We'll show up on set and be like, Darren, we want to take you to lunch. And then we'll have wine and go over all the questions you guys have had and that we have.
Yeah. We could have a course.
And really ruin his day because he's in Paris.
Yeah. He would love it.
Of course.
But the show opens with a bizarre neighborhood watch meeting that's going on in the Walsh's house, but they funnily call it Jack and Candy Welsh's house instead of Jim and Cindy Walsh.
The candy after my mom.
Yeah, maybe. Jack and Candy Welsh. That made me laugh. But they get this alarm system in their house because apparently there's been some break-ins in Beverly Hills. I mean, it happens anywhere. It happens everywhere. But
you know, there's been big break-ins in Beverly Hills right now, like in the last month.
What do you mean? How do you know?
I've heard word.
Do you know somebody that's got broken into?
No, but apparently, like people, they were stealing people's watches off of them, like holding them up and stealing their watch and
like
breaking
saying,
into their car.
Stick them up. Give me your watch.
Stick them up. You, lady. Give me that Apple Watch.
You want? I don't think they would want my Apple Watch, but maybe they're going for like the Rolexes.
I really want that Apple Watch.
It keeps you on time. So that's interesting.
Yeah, jewelry. There were break-ins in houses and cars. Yeah,
but that's not just happening in Beverly Hills. That's happening everywhere. I mean, this is L.A. This is you. It's weird. Sometimes I forget that we live in Los Angeles. Like this is one of the biggest cities, the most notorious cities in the world, and people come here from everywhere.
City of dreams.
Oh, I saw someone today walking, and it was a young guy, and he had his hair bleached blonde, and he had a cute outfit on, and he had two small suitcases, and I was like, and he was on Hollywood, and I was like, wow, he just got here.
Fresh off the boat.
Welcome to LA, welcome to Hollywood, his dreams, and I was just like, I want to talk to that guy in 5 years. Like, I thought about that. Like,
wonder what's
dream crusher. Because everyone comes here thinking, I'm going to make it. This is going to be it. And it's just so expensive here. And the likelihood of making it here, sorry, it's not always the dream. And
jeez, you're a Debbie Downer today.
I turned into you. Oh, Pollyanna, I love you so much. I'm tickling
don't ever call me Pollyanna.
You're not ticklish?
Not on my thigh. Is that bizarre?
Like, your butt?
No, stop touching me. Stop touching me with those fingernails. This is the thing about being in person. She's allowed to touch me whenever she wants, and I don't care for it.
I love it.
Socially distance. Stay over there.
I just want to touch you all over. Oh, sorry. Back to the show.
So, yeah, there's a whole security thing. What else happens in this episode? What do you remember specifically?
Okay, so I got to be honest. I had the kids when I was watching this episode, and I was doing a lot of pause and watch. So I don't.
I thought you were about to say I was doing a lot of pot, and so
nope.
I don't remember anything.
Nope. This I don't remember a lot of this episode. But
the kids are at school.
Yeah.
Dylan and Brenda seem to be back together. which we've talked about, it's highly confusing.
We didn't understand last week if they were or they weren't. Mm-hmm. Now they're just back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're back together. And they, you know what I did notice about the group interactions on the on this episode?
What's that?
Was that we, as a group, all just felt really comfortable with one another. There were a couple mm-hmm. scenes where we're all hanging out on the quad or we're hanging out at the peach pit. And it just felt like the group was so comfortable with each other. And like you could feel that that strong bond now in season two really starting
really getting
to,
it. Because off through. Camera by now, we were all like really comfortable mm-hmm. with each other. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It I is like nice. Seeing that.
So oh, can I say we can take a break? When do we get to do that? Oh, hey.
Do it. Do it. Split.
Okay. You guys, I know this is riveting what we're talking about right now, but hold your breath. Well, not really, because we'll be right back from break. Is that okay?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger. Feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey everyone. So as you can imagine, we know a thing or two about makeup. We've pretty much tried it all.
And we are really liking Thrive Cosmetics because they have a full line of makeup perfect for an everyday look refresh.
They have clean ingredients that feel great on your skin. And their products are foolproof, which makes it easy for any skill level to apply.
And it's really cool to know that Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive.
Oh, I love that connection. See that? Plus, how cool is it that their high-performance formulas are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free?
Amazing. And they have zero parabens, sulfates, and phthalates.
I really believe when it comes to makeup, beautiful eyebrows are so important, don't you think? Their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look.
And their easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder.
Ooh la la. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back.
Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/90210.
That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/90210 for 10% off your first order. Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action.
The 90s cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
We're back from break, you guys.
See what's my cool?
To say that? Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Sis? Sis, how? Oh, wait.
She's not here. Mm-mm. So another thing that was going on in this episode was Brandon is working. Well, first of all, he starts out finding the new photographer for the newspaper, right? And he goes into the tech room and he thinks it's going to be the, you know, handsome white guy, of course, but it's not. And that's kind of like a weird moment. I don't know why that was even in there, but it was. But Brandon is trying to clear Devo's reputation by writing an article about what happened to him in Beverly Hills. That whole scene where the security patrol company sees a guy, a suspicious looking character in the Beverly Hills neighborhood, and they, you know, get out and throw him on the car mm-hmm. and frisk him and do the whole thing. And it was actually like watching it made me physically ill. It was like this horrible feeling of like, I cannot fucking believe that this is happening in this episode. It's still happening today. And it's such a, just like, it disgusted me. And if me being disgusted by it, or me being, us watching it and having a guttural, you know, sort of reaction to it, that's good. That's like what we all need to be saying. Mm-hmm. So that the show was putting that kind of content out there in the 90s is really a great thing.
It's amazing, but it's really sad to hear that 30 years later, we're still dealing with the same thing. And it's even worse now, to be honest.
I mean, it is worse. Absolutely. Yeah.
Are you, what is this? She has a book and she's reading from it.
So. I don't think we want to talk about this book because this is a book. It's like a book that someone sent me called A Very Special 90210 Book. It's unauthorized, as it clearly states right here.
Yeah, it does. Right under my face.
Mm-hmm, right there behind under you. It's by Tara Aranio and Sarah D. Bunting. Not to like, you know, I don't know. I haven't really read the book. I just kind of look like
Does it have sometimes. Episode by episode?
It has episode by episode. But
what?
The funny thing is they kind of recap the episodes and they also talk shit about a lot of everything.
Oh.
So it's fun to read for me because they say the things that maybe people were thinking or that, mm-hmm. you know, they clearly have a great love for the show, the people right. that did this book, but they also have a very firm grasp on reality. I feel like.
We should have them on the show.
We should.
Did they send you this book?
They did not. One of our listeners sent it to me.
None of our listeners send me anything. They send you a lot.
Yeah. Speaking of, I got a message from Crystal, one of our favorite ladies out there.
They sent you the DVD set.
Yes, yes.
She's so lovely. Same she Crystal. Did that for you.
She sent me some information on Susan Brown, who played Mrs. Cooper, who was in the one of the Beverly mm-hmm, Hills mm-hmm. ladies. She was close friends with her, and she told me that Susan just passed away. She was 86. Maybe you remember Susan Brown from her work on General Hospital or Port Charles. She was a really wonderful actress. And I just want to say thank you to Crystal for sending in that intel because I love getting that kind
yeah,
of information.
Yeah, and we're able to acknowledge yeah. her. Thank mm-hmm. you.
So thank you, Susan, for everything and a beautiful life you lived.
So can we go back now to how come listeners love you and send you gifts and awesome things for
the
show?
It's two things.
That's two more things than anyone's ever sent
Maybe
me.
They have sent you things. You just, they're like, you know, I can imagine maybe you haven't opened all the boxes or packages that are you every day. You,
I do. All right.
Well, there you go. Or Bo does. Bo rips into everything.
He loves a good package. Anyway, I would love to just announce my address right now. If there's anything that you would like to send me.
Oh, don't be jelly.
I'm not. I'm kidding.
But these gifts have benefited.
I'm going to go get that book on Amazon, though. That is very helpful.
Well, yeah. I don't know if you'll like it.
Talk shit about me?
Talk shit about everybody and like the characters.
I like
mostly.
That.
Yeah.
I mean,
they can handle it.
Yeah. You think?
I think you have some experience. So yeah. Let's talk about fashion from this episode.
Okay. Let's do
it. Shall we? Like I said, Charisse, Reese, as her friends called her,
Reese,
really was fashionable and just like, you know, put together. She looked sassafras all the time.
Well, I like my polka dot dress.
But it's not you wearing the polka dots. It's actually your friend right there, David Silver, wearing the polka dots.
That's right. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you really liked him a lot. It's as if the clothes that he wore were actually on you.
Yeah. You know, I knew I was going to marry that man on camera.
I loved Reese's red blazer with her matching hat. And then, of course, there was Mrs. Ash coming down the stairs in that beautiful white, I don't know where she was going, but that was a beautiful white, like, Bob Mackie situation she was.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, right?
Very Beverly Hills, as portrayed in the 90s. I wonder if that was, like, a leftover from, like, Nolan Miller's, like, Fabulous Dynasty collection. Yeah. And they're like, okay, let's get it over here.
They went into the closets.
Shoulder pads.
Yep.
Yes, the vaults.
And she just fits right into it like a glove. Beautiful. What about your favorite line from the episode?
You know what? I was going to say, don't ever call me Reese, but you already said it. Brandon's, your dad is the papa of Papa's Popcorn. Papa. That's a lot of pop. That's like Sally selling seashells, but you think he got through that line in the first take?
I think so.
The papa of Papa's Popcorn.
There was a lot of Papa's Popcorn discussion in this
I have
episode.
To say that one because Donna loves popcorn
and ice cream.
And
you wanted to put yogurt on it.
More dairy now.
What's your deal with the
She's a dairy girl. I can't eat dairy now.
No. Mm-mm. I brought you some yogurt this morning.
You did.
For breakfast, but you'll see that is coconut. It's dairy free.
I know. But back then I could eat dairy. Yeah, I wasn't lactose intolerant. Anything. Mm-hmm. That was sad.
Okay. My favorite line from the episode would be from Charisse when she says, I wouldn't go to West Beverly if it was the last hellhole in the galaxy. Too many cashed up snobs.
Snobs.
That's fun. It's fun to talk about that episode. But I think, what do you think if we take a break maybe and come back with some questions from our listeners?
Yes, let's do that. Okay. We love listener questions.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Relive the magic of the iconic pop culture, music, and fashion of the 90s on the 90s Cruise. 5 days of concerts with some of the decade's most iconic stars, nightly theme parties, celebrity interactions, and all-out 90s events and activities.
Over 25 concerts and live performances starring Blues Traveler, Collective Soul, Gin Blossoms, Everclear, Lit, Color Me Bad, Lisa Loeb, Fastball, CNC Music Factory, Jesus Jones, Digital Underground, Sophie B. Hawkins, and more. Hosted by MTV DJs, Downtown Julie Brown, Matt Pinfield, and Lisa Loeb.
Taking place January 31st through February 5th, 2025 on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas, which will be completely transformed to take you back in time for a nonstop 90s action. The 90s Cruise will sail from Tampa and head to amazing stops in Cozumel and Costa Maya, Mexico.
Head to the90scruise.com to book your cabin.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Do you love witty sarcasm and talking fast? And are you longing to return to Stars Hollow for one more trip to Kim's Antiques or just to pick up a few things at Dozie's Market? Is an overnight stay at the Dragon Flan on your list of plans for a getaway? Is a burger from Luke's Diner on the menu for tonight? This is Scott Patterson. I was Luke Danes for 153 episodes and in 4 Netflix movies. I am All In, an iHeartRadio podcast. Come hang with us. We're re-watching together. We're visiting with all our favorite cast and crew members. We talk fast. We've got a lot to say. Listen to I Am All In wherever you listen to podcasts.
Let's take some questions. How about we take a question from Stacey? I'll read it, okay?
Okay.
Were you ever upset with any of the cast members that left the show? Were you upset with them for leaving? Did you feel abandoned? Was there anyone on the cast you tried to convince to stay?
I mean, obviously it was difficult when Jason left. That was hard because the show really started around the Walshes and Shannon was gone. And then when Jason left, it just felt like the core of the show.
Well, it was weird enough when Shannon left. Like, that was, like, you know, fraught with all kinds of, like, controversy and rumors and all of that. But it was weird when she wasn't there.
Of course.
And then Jason, I think, was the next one to leave, like you said.
I think Luke had left. But then Luke came back.
I remember begging Jason, Luke to come back.
It was so nice to have him back.
I know. I remember just being like, please, just come back to the family. Let's finish what we started.
I think he left before Jason.
Really?
I think so. But once Jason left, that was it. He was gone.
No looking back.
No.
Mm-mm.
No. And was that the 9th season he left?
Jeez, really?
8th?
I don't know. But right around there, yeah. Somebody out there knows, I'm sure. And we look like idiots because we don't.
No, I mean, we didn't keep track of that. But it was just, it felt like, and then you got to move up to number one. You were number one, remember?
That she's talking about on the call sheet. Your names are listed, and it starts with, like, the first star, the first one that gets the top billing, and that was Jason, and then it was Shannon, and then it was
you.
Me for some reason. I don't even know why I was number three from the get-go. So, yeah, when one and two left, I became number one. And the best part about that is I got number one parking spot.
She did. She did.
And I was like, yes.
That was really exciting. I never felt jealous. I was really happy for you.
You were?
Yeah. Nice. That was like a big deal.
But you
deal.
Moved up too. What did you move up to?
Oh my gosh. Well, you guys, I wasn't originally like a regular, kind of. Not in the pilot. So anyway, I was lower. I was 8, I think.
Yeah. Well, you
oddly,
moved up,
Luke
baby.
Was 7. That's even odder.
It gets weird at the end because it's
he
like,
wasn't a regular in the first, in the pilot. So anyway.
So I don't know if we felt abandoned, Stacey, but we definitely felt the impact of our fellow cast members leaving and leaving for whatever reasons, going on to do different things, or they just had enough of it or whatever it was. But yeah, I mean, it was like sending someone off to college or, you know, having someone move away that you.
Yeah, it was really hard. And, you know, of course, it made all of us think like, wait, do they know something we don't know? They're getting that now. Is now the time to get out?
I was like, wait, you can leave? You can just do
this? Leave? They let you out of the padded cell that you always say you're in.
Who has the key?
You're like, Jason got out. He made it out.
Oh, my God.
Climbed up to the top of the box.
Well, I feel like that's all the time we have. We have more questions, but we should probably get to those next week because we're running to the end of our time. But, yeah, thank you for watching.
What's our next episode?
I don't know. Thank you guys for watching this show along with us because we're having so much fun. The next episode is Necessity is a Mother, Season 2, Episode 10. Very exciting because this is the episode where we meet Iris McKay.
Stephanie Beecham, you guys.
And we might just get to talk to her. Yes. Fingers crossed.
Very exciting.
Have a great week, you guys. Go out there and do your thing.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.